Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Kamma Daf Chaf Ches. Daf Chaf Ches Amun Aleph deals entirely with the sugya of Shavi Anaf Sheikhetich Di Isura. Let's begin with the yisoid that many achrayim say in the sugya of it in Mishdin Anaf Shei, which begins with a diuk in the Lashon of the Rosh. I'm going to read you a shtickle Rosh. The Rosh is in Parak Gimel Simin Gimel, and he's saying over the din that Rav Nachman holds Avid Inish Din Nafshei, and he writes as follows. Kivan de dinuka Avid, since what he's doing is right. V'yachil levarer shebedin ha'yachil lahitzim imenu. And he's able to prove that he was right. Then yesh li v'shus lahatzales shaloi afilu b'haka'a. Then he has this heter of Avid Inish Din Nafshei. And the shaila is, why does the Rosh add v'yachal levara? What's the additional t'nai? If you're only able to get away with being makeh or chayvul or mazik chaveirai, if you're right, so then obviously you have to be able to prove that you're right, because otherwise you won't be able to get away with it. Beis will only pat you for your chavala if it was dina ka'avid. Now, if you know in your heart that it was dina ka'avid, but you can't prove it to Beis Din, so Beis Din is obviously going to be mechayev you. So once we know that it has to be Yinuka Avid, so it follows Memela that it also has to be Yachal Avarer. Why does the Rosh add V'Yachal Avarer? And he says it a second time. In the next line he says, Avalam Ein Yachal Avarer, Shebedin HaYachal HaYitziyam Imenu. Then, Basin is going to be Mechayim for whatever he does. Is there a Chiddush in him speaking out that it has to be Yachal Avarer? Isn't that Pashut from the fact that Basin can't patri if they don't know that you were right? So the Achrayim want to say, in particular in the Sefer Kuntresei HaShiurim from Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman, he has a great arichas on the sugya of Avodah Nishdinal Nafshein. He boydeh se govaldigi yisoid from this Rosh. And before we speak out the yisoid, let's say over a kasha that many Achrayim ask from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara over there is talking about the lav against being chayvah b'chaveirai, and it says that when it's making a comparison between this lav and a different one, and which one is more chomer, and the Gemara says that there's a kula, a klishus, in the Isser Chavala, because it's Hutter Miklalai Eitzel Beis Din. And sometimes there's an exception. Someone is allowed to be Chayva B'Chaveri, a Beis Din. So Yechayinim are bothered. Hutter Miklalai Eitzel Beis Din? Is it only Beis Din that has such a heter? L'chayre, based on our sugya, we would say it's Hutter Miklalai Eitzel Kol Adam. When a person wants to be Avedin Al Nafshei, anybody, me, you, all of us, we have a heter to be Chayva B'Chaveri, like you see in our Gemara, in order to be Avedin Al Nafshei. So why is the heter only Eitzel Beis Din? Teretz is, Achreinim say, because the pshat in our sugya, when it says Ovid Inush Inol Nafshei, it does not mean that if you're protecting your own interests, you're allowed to act without a psak, without a judgment, without a Beis Din. No. La'olam, you're never allowed to act without a psak of a Beis Din, without somebody judging the case and deciding that you're right. Aber the chiddush of Avid Inush Dino Nafshei is that you could be that Beis Din. That you don't have to go somewhere else to where the Yanim are sitting and let them be your Beis Din and present your arguments together to somebody else's. You could judge the case yourself. If it's legabe, your own protecting your own interests, you could judge the case yourself and paskin the case and then act upon that psak. You could be the Beis Din. And the emes is, it's mefurush kamat in the lashon of the Gemara, as in the Chareinim Amadayik. About three quarters of the way down the Amud, the Gemara brings a braisa where it says, Veshulcha yada prat l'shliach Beis Din. Now, shliach Beis Din is pater when he's from a chiv of Baishas, and the Gemara is a kasha from there on the halacha of Avedin Shidil Nafshei. Why is it only a shliach Beis Din that's pater? Isn't everybody pater if he's being Avedin Nafshei? And the Gemara answers, Hachinami kamar. That's what the Braisa means. When the Braisa says, Prat l'shliach Beis Din, it means anyone that's Ein Yochel Ahatzel Al Yedei Dever Acher, Nase Yodo K'shliach Beis Din Upatura. Everybody is Potter, because everybody, when they're Avedin Al Nafshei, they become like a Shliach Beis Din. So Dr. Rav Gustman, who has Shodi Barni, that's the Teretz of the Kasha of the Gemara in Ksubis. That's why the Gemara is right that Chayv B'Chaveri is only Hutim Chalei Yitzel Beis Din, because the heter of Avedin Shlil Nafshei is always, the lumdus of the heter is that you become a Beis Din. So he says, now let's go back to the Rosh. We're saying that the lumdus of the heter is that you become a Beis Din. It's not that you don't need a Beis Din, but you are the Beis Din. What's the nafkamina? between saying that you don't need a Beis Din and saying, yeah, you need a Beis Din, but you're the Beis Din. So either way, you could just act on your own. What's a nafkamina? Dr. Rav Gustman, the Rush was explaining to us the nafkamina is that there's a tnai of yachal avara. Let's say, and what that means is that it's not enough that later, when you come to Beis Din and explain why you did what you did, why you were chayla b'chaveirai, you're able to prove to the Beis Din then that the mammon was really yours, you were really entitled. It has to be yachal avara, he says, b'shas maisa. Imagine that the maisa happens on Sunday. A guy is abed din on afshei, so he beats up somebody else, or he's mazik mammon chaveirai to be matzal es shaloi, he knocks down the top shar, to be matzal the shara tachtoin, to be matzal the shalom, he's abed din nafshei. On Monday, the other guy comes to Beis Din and says, why'd you kill my shara? Or why were you chayvel? Why did you injure me? And he answers, no, I was really defending my mamain. And he brings a raya. A Zakhtar of Gustman, that Lafid the Rush, if the raya that he brings on Monday is based on evidence that he only had on Monday, but he can't show the Beis Din that he already had the evidence on Sunday, then he's going to be chayav. Even though bedina ka'avid, even though he was really doing right, the mammon that he was protecting was really his own, but if he wasn't yochel avara b'shas maisa, then he didn't have a din of Beis Din at that time. And without a koyach Beis Din, there's never a hetter to be chayav b'chaveri. There's never a hetter to be mazik mammon b'chaveri. It's not stam, I could do it because I'm protecting my own mammon. It's only if I have a koyach Beis Din. But in order to have a koyach Beis Din, it has to be yachal avara. So therefore, it had to be yachal avara b'shas maisa. It's not enough that he can be mavara on Monday. He has to be able to be mavara on Monday that he had already been yachal avara on Sunday. And then it'll be mutter. Otherwise, he says, let's compare it to halacha. Imagine a Beis Din sees somebody and they want to stop him from doing something. They're chayvel in somebody before they hear the edus against him. Let's say Beis Din gives malchus to someone for eating chalev before they hear edus that he ate chalev. And then the next day they hear edus that he ate chalev. So now he's taka chayev malchus. But they gave him malchus yesterday before he was chayev. Avada, they were over the lav of being chayev b'chavei, right? So Rav Gustman says it'll be the same thing over here. That's why, since you need to have a koyach Beis Din, that's why it has to be, the Rush says it has to be yachal levara. And he adds, there's a beautiful diuk to this. If you take a look at the way the Rambam brings down our halacha, the halacha of Avodah Nishnil Nafshei is brought down in the Rambam Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Beis, halacha Yud Beis. But Dr. Gustman, take a look at the whole Perek in the Rambam. Perek Beis of Hilchas Sanhedrin is talking about the requirements for a Beis Din. The parak begins by saying, who could be on a Sanhedrin? Im amidim Sanhedrin, Ella anashim chachamim, nevoinim mufloim, b'chachmas ha-teira, etc., etc. He describes what's a dayan on a Beis Din. And then later on in the parak, he's talking about how many dayanim you need on a Beis Din. And in halacha yud, he says, afal pi she'im Beis Din pachas mishloisha, but mutar le'echad lo, and he gets into the discussion about when you need three, when you need one, v'dei reisa. Halacha Yir Aleph says that a yachid mumche echad shahay mumche l'rabim oishen neitul reshus mi Beis Din hareza mutul leiladun yachidi. And then in Halacha Yir Beis, right after he says in Halacha Yir Aleph that under certain circumstances, like a yachid mumche l'rabim, you're able to have a Beis Din of one, then he says yesh l'adam lasayz din la'atzmai im yesh b'yadei koyach hoi l'kudasuk halacha u'aiseh, etc., etc. He brings down the sugya of our sugya, of our Gemara, the sheet of Rav Nachman, that af bishloi hayisham hefse bin achasav. He brings down the halach of Avid inish dinil nafshei. Here in the middle of a discussion of how many dayanim do you need on a basin. And then the next halach yugimel, goes back to basin shal shleisha. In the discussion of when do you need shleisha, when do you need echad, yachar mumchal rabim, could be done as an echad. Then he says, and if you're being oisid din la'atzmai, then also an echad is enough. So Dr. Gusman, I see from the Rambam that the pshat and Avodah Nishnil Nafshei is not that you don't need a Beis Din. Avad, you need a Beis Din. Somebody has to judge the case, but you could be the Beis Din. That's why it's brought down in the middle of discussion of how many dayanim do you need on a Beis Din. When is it enough to have a Beis Din of one? Zok the Rambam, when you're being oisa din la'atzmai, then it's enough to have a Beis Din of one. Just like when you're yachad mumcha l'rabim, it's enough to have a Beis Din of one. So this also supports the sisoy. But then it goes on to say, though, that although we see that the yisoid of the sugya of Avodah Nishnil Nafshei is dafka, that you become a Beis Din and
That gives you the kach to do a ma'isa based in. But he says the other din, what we would have called before the pashup shot, that it means that I'm allowed to act on my own. I don't need a based in. I don't need anybody to paskin for me as long as I'm just acting to defend my own interests. That din is also true. If you take a look in the Ramah in Siman Dalet of Chesh Mishpat, that's where the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha of Ovid Inish, Dino Nafshei. The Ramah quotes in Marik, Yesh Eimim Deloy Mikri Ovid Dino Nafshei El Keshem Matzik Lechaveiroi, Kegoin Shemakehu, Lachain La Yuchal Asis Ela in Ken Yachal Lavarashu Shalai, Avol Tfisa Baalma Shetof Selamashkin Yachal Asis Becholin Yim Vyerit Achakach Imay Ledin. The Ramah says that there's really two dinim of Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei. There's the din of when you're doing something which requires a heter, which needs a koyach of beis din, then you have this tanai of the rush that has to be yachal levarer. But when you're doing something that doesn't require a ma'isa beis din, like just tfisa ba'alma, if you're just taking something because you feel you're entitled to the money, you're not being mazik anybody else's property, you're not being makeh or chayvah b'chaveirei. You're just taking something that you think is yours, and then after you let Basin decide whether it is or it isn't, there's nothing wrong with that. Zuck the Goin, why is there nothing wrong with that? Zuck the Goin, the Tfisa loy mikri dina. Tfisa, that's not called a Maisa Basin. Anybody could do that, and then Basin will decide whether he did right or he did wrong. But if you're coming to be Maka as Chaveirai, that's something which is ordinarily Aser, and it's only Hutu Mechalal Yitzel Basin, that's when you have to come on to the Chiddush of our Sugya of Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei.
For the next shtickle, let's focus on one particular Tashema. The first Tashema that the Gemara brings on Daf Chaf Ches. 5 lines from the top, it brings a brace, Asher She'ol Al Gabi Chaveri Lahar Goyi, Ubab Al Atachtoin V'Shamar Asher Loi V'Nafal El Yenu Meis. So here we have a case of Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei, and the brace says, Potter. So it's a raya that a person is allowed to be Ovid Dino Nafshei. And the Gemara says, "My love, b'muad delaka pseida." These words are very important. The Gemara says that presumably we're talking about a shara muad. If the mazik, if the shara elyoin, is a shara muad, so then the tachtoin who was avedin al nafshei really didn't stand to lose anything. If he would have allowed the shara elyoin to just kill his shara, he wouldn't have suffered any loss. He would have gone to Beis Din. Beis Din would have been mechayev the baal hashara elyoin to pay nezek shalim, and he would have gotten reimbursed. So it's lekup seida. And even so, the Braisa says that he's potter for killing the Shara Elyon. So you see a writer of Nachman that Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei even makom de lekup seida. And the Gemara answers, loy betam de ikup seida. It could be that the Braisa is talking about the case of a short tam. In the case of a short tam, he would only get paid back chasi nezik. So that's why it's a seida. So it stems even with Rav Yehuda. Al-Kaparam I see in the Gemara, as far as the definition of what's called a seida, what's not. The Gemara says that we'd be magdir a case where the Shara Elyon is a Shara Muad, as a case of Lekup Seida. There are two Ha'aris that we find in the Mefarshim, in the Rishenim and Achrenim, on this Hagdara of the Gemara, that when the Shara Elyon is a Muad, so I will get reimbursed and based in, it's called Lekup Seida. So first of all, Frek the Rashba, what's the great assurance that I'll get reimbursed and based in? That only works if there are Edim that are watching. I can go to based in, and I can bring the Edim, and they'll be Mechayev the Baal HaShara Elyon. What if I'm the only one there? What if I'm watching the Shara Elyon kill my Shar, and there are no Edim? So then, if I don't take matters into my own hands, Avad will be a Pseida. Zok the Rashba, and a Chanami. That which the Gemara says, that Bashar Muad, it will be called like a Pseida, means Dafk if there are Edim. But if there wouldn't be Edim there, then a Chanami will be considered a case of Ikab Pseida, even if it will be a Shara Muad. When the Gemara answered Loi Betam, it didn't have to answer Loi Betam. The Gemara could have answered Loi Bidalaka Edim. That would be the same thing because that would make it a case of Pseida. But I see from this Rashba, a Gavaldiga Yisoid, that we could be saying a din of Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei, even though the case is a case of Laka Edim. The Rashba holds that if there wouldn't be Edim here, not only would it still be a case where he's allowed to be Ovid Dino Nafshei, it would be even better. It would be mutter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only Rabbi Nachman, even Rabbi Yehuda. But in light of what we were just learning a few minutes ago, b'shem the Rosh, l'chayre, this is not like the Rosh. Because the Rosh said then the whole din of Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei, there's a t'nai, that it has to be Yochel Levarer. If it's not Yochel Levarer, if you won't be able to prove to the Beis Din that you were correct, then you don't have a heter of being Ovid Dino Nafshei. According to the Rosh, l'chayre, it's going to be punkt verkehrt. If there's Leka Edim, not only would it not be allowed according to Rav Yehuda, it wouldn't even be allowed according to Rav Nachman. Because even though there may be a pseida, but if there's no edim, then it's not called Yachal Avar. You don't get the din of a Beis Din. You wouldn't be considered a Beis Din. So there's a machleikis l'cher min ha-kotza la-kotza between the Rashba and the Rash. The Rashba holds that there's a din of Avedin Shinel Nafshei, whether there are edim or there aren't edim, and for a character, if there are no edim, it's even better than even Rav Yehuda will allow it. According to the Rosh, the din of Avedin Shinel Nafshei is only b'makom de'ike edim, but b'makom de'like edim, you're missing the tenai of Yachal Avarer, and so then you're not going to be able to be mazik, you're not going to be able to kill the Shar HaElyon. Now the Shach and the Sma, in Chesh Mishpat Siman Daled, they take up this discussion. They say that Lafi the Rosh, who makes this tenai, that it has to be Yachal Avarer, you have to be able to prove in front of Beis Din that you were right, that you were entitled. So they ask, so l'cher, does that mean that if a person sees on his own, there's nobody else with him, and he sees on his own that his property is being taken away, he's being taken advantage of, that he's not able to do anything? Could it be that he has no recourse if there aren't any edim present? So they both say that actually there's a solution. But as we'll see in a moment, the solution is not necessarily going to work for the case here in our sugya. Zok the Shach and the Sma, that if there are no edim watching, so just like there are no edim that he could use to be mevarer to basin that he was doing was kedin, there also are no edim that would tell basin what he did. So how is basin going to be mechayef him? So Mimela, if he comes and tells basin, yeah, I did this, I took away something from him, but I only took it because he took it from me first, it was really mine. He'll be neman with a migu. The Shach and the Sma say that even though the Rosh holds you need Yachal Avarer, but you could get around that Tanai if there are no Edim because you have a Migu. Abrazak the Sma, he refers now to the Chiluk that we were saying before, the two Dinim, the types of Avad Inish Dina which require a real Maisa Basin, and the types of Avad Inish Dina that don't require a real Maisa Basin. Zok the Sma, this all works for something like Tfisa. Somebody else is holding something and I feel that I'm entitled to it, so I can go and I can be Tefesit from him. I'm not being over any Surim. It's just mumminess. For that, I don't need a din of Beis Din. I just have to be able to prove that I was really right. Otherwise, Beis Din won't make me give it back. So for that, I don't need to have Edim present. It helps to have a Migu. But if I'm coming to do a real Maisa Beis Din, meaning something that wouldn't be mutter if I didn't have a din of Beis Din, to be Chuyvulu Maka B'Chaveirai, or for that matter, to be Mazik Mam B'Chaveirai, that I taka wouldn't have a heter for if I don't have, if there aren't Edim present, if I don't have this Tanai of Yochel Avara, and therefore in the case of this Braisa, where the Balatachtoin is coming to me, Shemit Eshaloi B'Nafal Elyon Humeis, he's coming to do a Maisa Hezek against the Elyon, so L'Cheira, that's something that's more than a Tfisa, that needs a real Maisa based in, so for that, a Migu is not going to be good enough, it needs to really be Yochel Avara. So like we said, the Rush would say that if there are no Edim, he's not going to be allowed to be Abedin L'Nafshei, even according to Rav Nachman. While the Rashba says, Fakert, that if there are no Edim, then he is able to be Shemit HaShalai and be Avedin L'Nafshei, even according to Rav Yehuda. That's the first Ta'ara. The Rashba's Taina, that how could you call it Lekab Seda, what about if there are no Edim? There's a second Taina that we find on this at the Gemara's Magdir, the case of Asher Muad as a Lekab Seda, the Maharshal Esk Fakasha. The Maharshal is not here. The Maharshal is in the Yam Shal Shlomim Bava Metzia, at the end of Perak Secher, the Gemara over there introduces an idea called Kushu Dechiyusa V'Tircha Yiserta. The Gemara says that a Shomer Sachar, who's mechuyev to protect the Pikadon, the Shar that he's watching, even if he has to spend money, he has to be Mekadim B'Rayim U'Maklais, he has to spend money to protect the Shar that he's supposed to be watching, and then the Bailam will reimburse him for whatever money he had to spend. And the Gemara says, Ad kama, how much money does he have to spend? Ad kadeh demehen. So if he's watching a $500 shar, he has to spend up to $500 to protect the shar. And then he'll get reimbursed. When he returns the shar, he'll get reimbursed from the bailam. So frekti Gemara, kadeh demehen, maya hanilein. What favor is he doing for the bailam? He'll give back the $500 shar. The bailam will have to pay him $500. So what did he bother with this for? He could have just let the shar get killed and the bailam will lose the $500. He's anyway losing $500. And for the Gemara, nafkamin lekushra dechiyusa v'tircha yiserta. No, it's kedai for the Bailam to get back his shar
and pay the full market value for it, because at least he has the kushra d'chiyusa. That means that which he's already used to this shara, it would take time to break in the new shara and get used to it. He already has that with this shara. And terchi yaserta means the job of having to go shopping and look around and find somebody to sell him a shara. It takes time and money and effort. It takes time, akhapanim, and effort to buy the shara. So to save himself that terchi yaserta, as well as the mail of the kushra d'chiyusa, it's kedai to save his shara, even at the cost of a full kedai d'mayim. Memel effect the marshal, based on this Gemara and Bava Metzia, I don't understand. He says the Gemara and Bava Kama, Nav Chavches, our sugya, where it says that if the Shara Elyon was a muad, then according to Rav Yehudi, you wouldn't be able to be Avedin al Navshei, because it's lack of Seda. Just let him kill your Shara, and then you go to Beis Din, you'll get paid for it. Effect the marshal, how could you call that lack of Seda? You'll get paid $500 cash, but you won't have your Shara, and now you're missing the Kushu Dechiyus of Atir Chiyaserta. Just like that counts for something in the Gemara Bava Metzia, why doesn't it also count for something over here in the Gemara in Bava Kama? And the Marshal Bleib Shver. Now, I don't know what the teretz is, the Marshal Lamaisa Bleib Shver with the Kasha, but I want to be ma'irer that the Kasha is l'chirat tolu on a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Another very important nekuda we have to bring out in our sugya, there's a machlekes Rashi Tesis a little bit further on the Amud about how we define ikup seda and lakup seda. This is in the fourth Tashma, it's right around the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says, Tashma HaManiach HaSakad. The Gemara comes finally to our Mishnah. This is the reason why this whole sugi is brought into Perek HaManiach in the first place. The Gemara on the previous Amud started this sugi of Inish Dinul Nafshei in the middle of nowhere, because over here, eventually, the Gemara brings a Tashma from our Mishnah. Tashma HaManiach HaSakad B'Shus HaRav HaMubarach V'Niskal Ba V'Shibra Pater. And the Gemara makes a Diyak Taimah D'Niskal Ba. HaShibra Chayav. So the Gemara says, why would a guy be chayav for breaking the shur? You put a shur in the shisravim and it blocks me, so why can't I break it? Why am I chayav for breaking it? The Mishnah only patterns me for niskal. Hush, shibra chayav. Why would I be chayav for shibra? Rashi speaks out that the Gemara over here is going with the ukimta of Rav back on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, that the Mishnah was talking about a case where he was memali rishisravim kula chavayis. So you're really blocking me. I'm trying to walk down the street. I can't get down the street because you so I should be able to break it. And then Zok Rashi, Alma. So you see from the Mishnah, afilu b'makom seda. The Gemara means for the Mishnah to be a raya that loy ovid inish dinol nafshei afilu b'makom seda, meaning to say in it's a kasha even on Rav Yehuda. Meaning Rashi holds that the case of the Mishnah is a case of pseida. He blocked the street. I can't get through. So that's called a pseida. And it's a kasha, sayin Rav Nachman, sayin Rav Yehuda, because everyone would agree in such a case that a person should be able to be avedin ul nafshei. And here the Mishnah says you're not allowed. Aber in Tesis, the Ramaskal time within Iskal, the second half of Tesis. Tesis writes, ulat hervayu loy parech. The Gemara is not asking on both of them, meaning to say the Gemara is only asking on Rav Nachman, not on Rav Yehuda. Da afalgav da ari bimamale. Because even though the Mishnah is talking about b'mamali mishus rav makula chavias, like Rashi said, the Gemara is going on libe de rav, aber leka pseida. That's not called a pseida. Deloy domi lechatzar chavira. It's not as if he was filling up my chatzar with chavias, and I can't walk around in my own chatzar. Sure, that would be called pseida. But he's just filling up the rishus rabim. Sha'adim yachid lahakif rishus rabim v'leilich b'chal makam sheyirtze. A person could walk away, could always find another way. He just has to go a longer way. He can't go down this street. He should go the other way and go out a different street and go around the block. It'll take him longer. It's just an extra tircha. Zok Tosfos, an extra tircha is not called a pseida. Zetman amachlek is Rashi and Tosfos, whether tircha goes into the definition of pseida. Come back to the kasha of the Marshal. The Marshal said, why does the Gemara at the top of the Amud say that b'mu what is called like a pseida? Why is it like a pseida? What about the kushra d'chiyusa of a tircha yaserta? So let's break this down into two parts. The tircha yaserta, well, certainly, according to Tosfos, that's not shver. According to Tosfos, Tosfos says that the tircha of having to walk around the block is not called pseida. It's tircha, it's not pseida. So the tircha of having to go shopping and buy a new shar is the same thing. It's not going to be called a pseida. Now, what about the kushra d'chiyusa? That's already a less direct tzushtel to what Tosfos says in our sugya. But it could be that the nekud is the same. Is it an actual mamonis dika hefsid that he's having? There's a shtickle in the Devar Avram, chilek aleph, simen tes. The Devar Avram has a discussion about this idea that we find in the Gemara of Metzi, kushra d'chiyusa v'tircha yiserta, and he's bothered by a kaliyistika question. Forget about our sugya, it's called ikab seda, lekab seda. In general, every time that you pay for a chayfetz, why don't you also have to pay for that? A person is mazik mam mechaveiwe, I kill your shur. The shur was worth $500. So we know the din is I pay you $500. $500 is the market value. That's what a random stranger would pay for this shur. But you would pay more for the shur because of kushad chayusav atirach yaserta. So l'cheri, you would pay $550. I was mazik your shur. Why don't I have to pay you $550? So the Dvar Avram, he uses over there an expression. Ein ze shivui beguf hachefetz el chavivusa bilchudhi legabi bailim. This kushud chiyusa, it doesn't go into the shavius of the chayfet. It's not a mamonistic azach. It's a chavivusa. It's something which is a concern for the bailam. The bailam cares about it. It's an emotional, a mental hafsid, but it's not a mamonistic hafsid. It doesn't go into the shivui hachayfet. And so again, Tosfos, who says that pseida in our sugya, the chiluk of Rabbi Yehuda between ikab seida and lekab seida is defined purely in monetary terms, so I understand very well why kushud chiyusa as well as tirchay yaserta is not going to go into it. The marshal's kash is not shver lefi taisus. The marshal who says that it's a tzarachion, he lechayim means lefi rashi, that having to go around the block, that tircha is called hafsid, so then lechayim the kasha is a good kasha. Now, again, we could divide it up and say bishlam of the kushud de chiyusa, so that's not exactly the same as the tircha that we find in the Tashema from Maniach Sakai, where Rashi says that that's called a pseida, they have to walk around the block. That's not exactly the same as Kushud Chiyusa. Kushud Chiyusa, we could still say the Svar of the Dvar of Ram, that's just Chavivusa Ba'alma. Maybe that doesn't go into Ikab Seida and Lakab Seida. But what the Gemara calls the Tirchi Yiserta is Lecher very similar. The Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about the Tirchi Yiserta, the Tirch of having to go shopping. And our Gemara talks about the tirch of having to walk around the block. In both cases, it's not an actual hefsid mamain, but Rashi says that the tirch of having to walk around the block, that is called a pseida, that would make Rav Yehuda agree that Avad Nishnil Nafshei. So why then did the Gemara say by Muad that it's a lek pseida? What about what the Gemara Baba Masiya calls the tirch of Yisterta? That's l'chere the ikr makam for the Marshal's Kasha, and then the Marshal Taka says v'tzarachian. In Loisha Neymar, that maybe according to Rashi, we'd have to be Mechalik, that the tircha of going shopping for a new shur is more grumadik than the tircha of having to go around the block. If you put your chaviya is blocking the street, so I can't walk here, I have to walk a different way, that tircha is directly caused by what you did. Masha'in Kane, if your shur kills my shur, so now I have to go walking around town to buy a new shur. Maybe that's more gramadik. According to Rashi, maybe there's a makom to be mechalak like that. But al kapanim be'ikar, what I want to be ma'ir is that the marshal points out the steer, but lefi taisis the steer is bechal natra. Lefi Rashi, you have to be mischashiv with this kasha of the marshal. There's another inyan that we should talk about, which comes up agav urcha in the sugi of Avid Inish Dino Nafshei, and that is the inyan of la'afrushim me'isura. This Gemara is the makar, the single makar in all of Shas, to the idea that I'm allowed to use force to stop somebody else from doing an aveira. The Gemara brought a brisa where darshan some lesik chukay for lashuv. We darshan lesik chukay for lashav. We learn from there that in yirtzeshakol lo yama v'rabbi mishar v'ilotzeis v'chava v'asabay chaburish hu pater. And the Gemara had thought to bring a raya from there of it inish din l'nafshei. And then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that even if really lo yavarish din l'nafshei, but be'eved shemasar le'rabbi shifcha kenanis ara'inne hetera ve'hashta isura. The reason why he's allowed to be chayvul in that eved is because really he's finished being an eved. He's finished being an eved ivri. He no longer is mutter b'shifcha kenanis. But he's staying in his master's house and living with the shifcha kenanis. Zek Rashi v'rashoy lahal koysay u'lahafrishay. So he's allowed to be malkehim to remove him from the house, from the iser, dehaidin alav lanafshehu, because now the din is not for himself, it's for Shemayim, it's to prevent him from doing an aveira. So it says here in our Gemara that you're allowed to use force, you're allowed to be chayvul b'chaveira to prevent him from doing an aveira. There's a tremendous machlekes between the ksais and the nesivis about the seidus of this halacha. Let's back up to the beginning of the shtickle on the ksais, simen gimel, Ace Aleph. I'll start from the beginning of the Ksais, and then we'll bring in the Nesivis and the Ksais' response. to be mevara their whole machlekes. The Ksais begins talking about a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rush about whether there's a din of smuchim on a base din for dinei mamonis. The Rambam says a chiddush that by dinei mamonis there is no din of smuchim. Min ha-teira, any hedyet is allowed to dan dinei mamonis. So all of them are first to ask a kash on the Rambam, because there's a gemara in Gittin Daf Peches, where the gemara says that that which we dan in Bavel, ha-dois v'halvois, relies on the side of shlich husayuka of dinan. Meaning, be'etzim, we shouldn't be allowed to dan ha-dois v'halvois, even though that's pasha to dinei mamonis. It's not knas, it's not einshim, halvois. We may lend shim and money. We wouldn't be allowed to dan because we're not smuchim in Bavel. The only reason, the Gemara says, why we here in Babel are able to dan dinei mamonis ha'idois v'halvois is because shlichu sayika of dinan. We're shluchim of the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. And as the place can say, nowadays also we rely on that nowadays we're shluchim of the smuchim of once upon a time. So all of the mefarshim tain on the Rambam. You see in that Gemara that me'ikirid din, there is a requirement of smuchim. That's why be'etzim there's a problem. How can we dan ha'idois v'halvois and we have to come on to shlichu sayika of dinan? According to the Rambam, that there's no din of smuchim altogether, why do we have to come on to shlichus ayikav dinan? Zok the ksais. There are two halakim to what a beis din does. There's the judgment part, donning the case, and then there's the kfiyah. And he refers to a tais in Sanhedrin on daf beis that says this two psukim, lefneihem v'lo lefnei ha'edyotis, and aleihim lemu'uti ha'edyotis. The two dinim are to teach me, one le'inyin donning the case, and one le'inyin the kfiyah. When the Rambam says that you don't need smuchim to dan dini mamonis, that means lagabi the danning part. But the kfiyah to enforce the decision, that for sure needs smuchim. Why does that for sure need smuchim? Zok the ksais. Because we paskin shibud alav deraisa, which means that when Beis Din says Reuben owes Shimon money, that doesn't make Reuben's property belong to Shimon. It just means a priyas b'chayv mitzvah, now Reuben has to pay. So the Gemara really asks the Kasha, the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Pei Vav. The Gemara asks that if you hold Priyas Baal Chayv Mitzvah, so if the guy says, L'nichli David Mitzvah, I don't feel like it, I have a mitzvah to pay, I don't feel like paying, make me, what's going to make me pay? The Gemara answers, it brings a brisa, and it says, yeah, we could make him pay. Just like any mitzvahs asay, the Gemara says, K'gain sha'imim le'asay sukkah, ve'enei oiseh, lulav ve'enei oiseh. If Beis Din tells a guy, make a sukkah, make a lulav, and he's not doing it, the Braisa says, Makenosei ad sheteitzei nafshoi. Beis Din has the koyach to beat him up, to force him to do the mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, and that's the same koyach that we use to force a person to pay his debts. Beis Din can sit in Dan and Paskin Reuven owes Shimon $100. But how could Beis Din go and force Reuven to pay the $100? Only with this din of the Gemara and Ksubas Daf Pei Vav, that for a mitzvah asay, we're Makenosei ad sheteitzei nafshoi. Zok the ksais, that's where the din of smuchim comes in. Like the Tosafot Sanhedrin says that the drasha of Aser Tosim lefnehem v'lo lefnehem yotais, that word lefnehem, the Gemara also says lefnehem elu klei hadayanim. This refers to the instruments that dayanim use in their kfiyah. The special heter to be kaifa people is a heter that was given dafka to Beis Din, and for that you need smuchim. And that's why the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Peches says that v'hadois v'alfois, we need to come on shalichusayik of dinam, because me'ikra din, you need smuchim, because of the din of kfiyah shabai. So here the ksais has this shikol teir, which relies on the assumption that kfiyah al hamitzvahs needs smuchim, needs a real Beis Din. Frek the nesivis over there, ifinart and simin gimel. The nesivis, it's a little bit hard to find because the beginning of the shikol is not on this inyan. The nesivis is talking about a different inyan, and he's asking a kasha on a different vart of the ksais. And then at the end of the shtickle, he says, and by the way, there are other things that the ksais said in this simin that I also have kashas on. And so at the end of the shtickle, he says, Umash Amar Aksais, and he comes to address this nekuda. And he says, Mash Amar Aksais, that which the ksais nem don, that kfiya ala mitzvahs requires smuchim, requires a real Beis Din, he says, it's not true. You see in the Gemara of Avakamad Av Chavches, that every individual has the koyach la'afrushi me'isura. Like it says over here, that the rabbi, that the Eved, the nearest to Shekhol, Yom of a rabbi, Masarev by Lotzeis, and the Eved is refusing. So the master has a heter of Chavval v'asa by Chabura. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, that's all because of Lafushim Eisura, this Adoin of the Eved Ivri, he's no Beis Din, he's no Musmach. He's a regular person who sees somebody being over in Israel, and there's a heter lafrishim eisura. So that's a raya. He says that kfiya al hamitzvahs doesn't have a din of based in of smuchim. That's a din that's masr l'chol achad ve'achad. So we have a machleikis, the ksais and the nesivis, where the kfiya al hamitzvahs is reserved for dayanim mumchin, and l'chayri the ksais is shver from our gemara. The ksais comes back in the meshaviv nesivis, and he says to the nesivis, he says, I don't understand why you're picking on me. You have a kasha from the gemara and bavakama, but it's not a kasha on me, it's a kasha on the gemara. The gemara in Gittin says that you need smuchim to be kaife for Hadar Yisrael voice, and he needs smuchim over there. The Gemara talks about being kaifa for Gittin, and he says there's a drush in Sanhedrin of Lefneim Elu Klei Adayonim. So clearly there are rayas from Gemaras that there are dinim of kfiya that are reserved for Beis Din. So you have a kasha from your Gemara and Mavakama on all of those Gemaras. What's the teretz? Zekta says, I'll tell you the teretz. There's a chiluk between kfiya al ha-mitzvos and la'afrushi me'isura. The Gemara Mavakama, our Gemara, Zaktik says, is lafushi me isura, is dafka about isura, meaning loisa says. To be mafresh from a loisa said, that's masr lo chalachad ve'echad. If you see a yid that's going to be mechal Shabbos, if you see a yid that's going to eat nevela, chalachad ve'echad has a heta lafushi me isura. The Gemara in Ksubas daf pevav, suka eni yaisa, lulav eni yaisa, that's about mitzvahs asay. Kfiya on mitzvahs asay, that's taka reserved for Beis Din. And about the Prius Machoiv, also that's a mitzvah saseh. So maybe he says he's right, but he said that to be kaifa on a din Torah, how do I solve voice, is a mitzvah saseh. But al-Kopon was negeil in Yanenu now, is that they argue whether the din of our Gemara is a klali stick of din, all mitzvahs saseh and lay sases, that's the nesivis, that our Gemara is teaching us lafushim eisura, that kolacha ve'echad has the right to force everybody else to keep the Torah. And the Ksei says, no, the din in our Gemara is dafka lagabe leisa, says lagabe isurim. But aseis are different, and that din is masr lebeistin. He says, I'll bring you a raya. Because if you take a look at the Gemara in Ksubis there, it says that we could be koifala mitzvahs. It says over there, makinose ad sheteitse nafshai. Now, what about an hour sugya? It says that you're allowed to be choival in somebody lafushime isurit. Does that mean even la ad sheteitse nafshai? And the Gemara doesn't say. But Zaktik says, if you think that it means Achatetin Avshay, then you've just made every Laisas in the Torah the same as Ritzicha, like Abed the Din of Raidev. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that there are two instances where we say that a person who's going to do an Avera is Nitan Latzila bin Avshay. Somebody who is Raidev Achachaveri Lahargai, and also somebody who's being Raidev Achachareva to be Baalaha. In those two cases, we say that he's Nitan Latzila bin Avshay. But here the Gemara Mavakama says that I have the right to use my koyach, my force, lafrushi meisur, to stop people from being mechal Shabbos and from eating nevela. Now, if that koyach means also achatetze nafshay, then it's the same as Ritzicha, the same as Gilei Arayis, and then what's the special din of a Raidev? Ella al karchach, in our Gemara, does not include achatetze nafshay. So that din that you could use force, lafrushi, lahal koysai, but without achatetze nafshay, and that din is Masr l'chalachad v'echad, that's the din for Leisa says. But by Mitzvah Saseh, where the Gemara says that there's a greater koyach, it's Achetetze Nafshei Manish, that's reserved for a Beis Din. And the Ksais throws in, and why Taka? Is there a greater koyach? Is it Achetetze Nafshei for Mitzvah Saseh, whereas for Leisa says it's just Lafrishay L'Hal Koyseh, but not Achetetze Nafshei? He says it's the Yisoid that the Ramban says in Parshas Yisrael, and the mitzvah of Zachar, Semesh, Shabbat, Lakatcha, and the Ramban talks about Zachar and Shomer, and the Ramban gets a little bit into Kabbalah and the difference between Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Leisaseh. And he says Mitzvah Saseh are an Avodah of Ava, and Mitzvah Leisaseh are an Avodah of Yira. And the Ramban writes, and Ava is greater than Yira B'chol Mokon, the Ramban says. Zok the Ksais, that's the Pshat in this halacha also. If somebody says Suka Eni Yoseh, he's violating the Avas Hashem, for that we're Makanei Seyesh HaTetzin Avshay. If somebody's going to be Mechal Shabbos, or to be Ayuchel Nevelos HaTreifais, that's just violating the Yiras Hashem. It's a din of Lafushim Eisura, but not HaTetzin Avshay. So in a nutshell, we have a Machalik Ksais and the Nesivis. According to the Ksais, there's two different dinim, one set of rules for Mitzvah Saseh, and one set of rules for Mitzvah Saseh, and each one is in one respect more Chamer, and in one respect less Chamer. mitzvah taseh are more chomer than asher taseh nafshay, but it's more limited because it's dafka based in, whereas mitzvah leisaseh is masal l'chalachad ve'echad, but it's not asher taseh nafshay. The nesivah says, no, all these chalukim are false, it's all one din, whether it's mitzvah taseh or mitzvah leisaseh, there's a din of l'afushim e'isura. The raya that the Ksais brought from the fact that if there's a din of asher taseh nafshay and all leisaseh, then all leisaseh become the same as the reidev. So you can answer, first of all, that there's a Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina that in Sanhedrin, Rabbeinu Yoina, who's quoted in the Shita of Kubetzes in Ksubetz Daf Hei Vav, where the Braisa says that if Basin tells a person, Asei Sukkah Ve'ino Yoise, Asei Lula Ve'ino Yoise, where Makin Yoise Achatese Nafshai, Rabbeinu Yoina says, it's Lav Dafka. It means we're makin him very much. It doesn't really mean Achatetzinafshai. Lafidis Rabbeinu Yoina, the replicant Saraya. Then it could very well be that the same din that you have a Mrs. Asay, you also have a Mrs. Loisasa, and by all of them, it's not Achatetzinafshai. The Ursameach in Hilchas Mamrim talks about this whole inyan, and he throws in, he says it's really misvara, it's kamat muchach, like Rabbeinu Yoina. Because what's the whole reason why we're making a say, if he says, I'm not making a sukkah, I'm not making a lulav? The whole purpose is to get him to make the sukkah, to get him to make the lulav. If we mamish kill him, then what are we going to have out of it? So therefore he says that that it's pashut misvara, like Rabbeinu Yoina, and Lafiza, he says the raya of the Kseis is not a raya. But let's end with this, or go back to the Nesivis. So let's assume now, like the Nesivis, that it's taka all one din, Mrs. Hasei, Mrs. Leisa said they all have this din of lafushime yisura, and they don't need mumchen. So when then is there a din of mumchen? Like the Ksais Taina, you're asking Kash on the Gemara, as he said, because we know that the Gemara in Gittin Daf Peches is mavur that to be ma'aseh on Gittin, that's really what the beginning of that Gemara was about. We mentioned Gittin Daf Peches, like Gabi the Gemara made a comment that Hidois V'Halvois need to come on to Shlichus Ayah. But the beginning of the story was that Abaye found Rav Yosef, who was Yosef Kama'asa Agiti. He was forcing people to give a get. And Abaye said, you're not a Samach, from where do you have the Kayach? And Rav Yosef told him, Anan Shlichus Ayah, Eres Yisrael Kavdinan, Midid Ahavi Ahidois V'Halvois. So how is the Nesivis going to answer that? Why over there do you need a din of Smuchim? Why isn't it just Lafushim Surah? So the Arsameach talks about this also, and the Ursameach says that the reason why for Gittin you for sure are going to need a din of Smuchim is because by Gittin there's a din of where Makin say Ad Sheyoyma Reitza Ani. It's not enough just to get him to do it. A person's eating the Nevela, we just want to make him stop eating the Nevela. If a person's taking a Lulav, we want to make him stop taking the Lulav. But if a person, we need him to give a get, it's not enough for him to give the get. He has to say Reitza Ani. And of course, the Mefarshim were all bothered. How does that work? We know he doesn't want him. He's saying, I won't. And then when we hit him very hard, so then he says, okay, I want. What kind of a Ratzin is that? So she do it. The Rambam writes that deep inside, the Ratzin of every Yid is to be Mekayim, the Ratzin of the Torah. And if he's saying that he doesn't want, that just means that he's not allowing his true Ratzin to express itself. The Yitzhahara is overpowering him based on his Makina Yisai until his true Ratzin is revealed. Dr. Meir Simcha, that din that we could say that because we forced you, that reflects your true ratzain, that's Masr LeBeistin. For that you need a Beistin of Smuchim. That if the Beistin of Smuchim get him to say Reitza Ani, even though he really doesn't look like he's a Reitza, that's called a ratzain. But if an ordinary person who's not a Beistin Samach would want to do that, then will blibe like he's doing it Shalei Lertzainai. And that may be good enough, lafushime yisura, it might be good enough for lulav and sukkah, but it's not going to be good enough for a get. That's why the Gemara in Gittin says that you need smuchim taka, or alchapanim shlichus ayah smuchim to be ma'asa agiti. He throws in a final vart, that it could be that lagabi mitzvahs also, there'd be a nafkamina then, between the man da'amah mitzvahs tzirichais kavana, and the mitzvahs ain't tzirichais kavana. And maybe the nesivis is right, that you don't need smuchim l'man da'amah mitzvahs ain't tzirichais kavana, but maybe the Ksais would be right, Lamanda Mamitzis Tzviches Kavana. If you see that in order to make it into a real Ratzain, for that you need a basin of Smuchim, like you see by Get, so maybe that'll also be true by Lulav and Sukkot, Lamanda Mamitzis Tzviches Kavana. That's a final Ha'ara from Meir Simcha.
Let's go on now to the Gemara following the Mishnah. The Machlek is Rav and Shmuel at the bottom of the Amud and onto the top of Amud Beis, which is a few short lines of Gemara that gather together in it many of the most yisodistic inyanim from all over Maseches Bava Kama. Rashi says that there are three separate machlekes that all become totally zeh bezeh here in this Shaka Vataria. Let's try to give over al kolponim the tzurta d'shmaitza aliba d'Rashi and a little bit of where the other Rishonim disagree. So the first machlekes, first of all, what's mefurish in the Gemara is that Rav and Shmuel argue about an avnei sekinu umasoi d'loyaf gerinu, that there's a machlekes whether mishori lemanu or mibayri lemanu. And Rav holds that an sekinu umasoi d'loyaf gerinu is mishori lemanu. It's not a bar, therefore could be chayev on kelim. So Rashi learns that the chiv in this Mishnah is on the tinfu kelim b'mayim. While Shmuel argues, Shmuel holds that an amasekinu masoi de loyaf gerinhu is mi bayri lamadnu. It's still a bar, even though it's not hefker, it's still a bar. If it's still a bar, it's putter on kelim. Memela Shmuel holds that the chiv in the Mishnah can't be on the tinfu kelim b'mayim. Memela, what's the chiv on the Mishnah, according to Shmuel? So this brings us to the second machlekes. Shmuel holds that the chiv in the Mishnah is on the hu atzmai. Rav had said on the top line of Amud Beis Aval hu atzmai patrikus karka ilim ezikasai. Shmuel, who can't hold of the chiv of kelim, has to hold that the chiv here is on for hu atzmai, and obviously doesn't hold of the patur of karka ilim. But my kamiflagi that Rav holds of the patur of karka ilim ezikasai and Shmuel doesn't hold of that is zukt Rashi that Rav and Shmuel here on Dafchav Ches are letamaihu azli on Daf Nun. Where there's a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, bur shechiv alav teira, Rav holds lahavloi v'loi lechabotei, and Shmuel holds af lechabotei. Rav said on dafnun lahavloi v'loi lechabotei, because lechabotei is a karka ilam, and Rav l'shitasei holds in our sugya, that the Mishnah couldn't have been machayef for the hu atzmai, because it's the patur of a karka ilam, that's just chabotei. And therefore Rav had to hold the chiv in the Mishnah, is on the tinfu kelev amayim. Memeli had to hold the avnat skinu basoi, delay efkirinu, is mishari lamanim. But Shmuel, who says on Daf Nun, that Bar Shechiv of Taira is Lahavloi Ulechabatoi, so you can be Chayiv with the Chabata. We don't go with the Petur of Karka Ilam Ezikasai. Memel of the Chiv in our Mishnah could be on the Hu Atzmai, because there's no Petur of Karka Ilam. So he doesn't have to learn that there's a Chiv on the Tinfu Kelim Amayim, because he can learn that there's a Petur on the Kelim because it's a Bar, because Abdus Kinim Asoi. Shinicham Shas Rabim, Balayaf Gerinu is still Mibayri Lamanu. So Adkan, there's two machlekes. The machlekes about whether Avnasikin Masoy Delayaf Gerinu is Mishari Lamanu or Mibayri Lamanu. And the machlekes about whether Bar Shechiv of Teira is Lahavle Vilay Lechabatai or Lahavle and also Lechabatai. And Rashi says that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about both of them. Now it'd be Ma'ir that Lechira, the two machlekes have no shaykhs to each other in lamdas. The tzliya is lechira. I say lechira because we'll see in Mirsa Shem that there may be another possibility. But bepashtas, the tzliya is not in lamdas, it's only in cheshben. It's only because if you hold one way, that if you hold, mashal, that the chiyav of a bar is only lehavloi v'loi lechabotoi, so then there's a patur of karka olam, then you can't learn the chiv in our Mishnah is on that which is mazik the adam. You have to learn that the chiv in our Mishnah is on that which they were mazik the kelim, and you have to learn then that the kelim, that the mayim is not a bar, it's a shart. So I'm just kidding about the life community is mishari lamanu. So because you have to learn one shart or the other in our Mishnah, so that's machriach Rav, who holds one way in the machleik is about lahavloi, he has to also have a certain position in the machlekes about Avnei Sekinu Masoi Delayef Gerinu, that it's Mishari Lamanu. But be'etzem, there's no kesher between what's the din of Avnei Sekinu Masoi and what's the machayev of a bar. But now let's see weiter. The Zukt Rashi, there's the third machlekes. Zukt Rashi, if you take a look at Daf Mem Tes, you'll find a machlekes Tanoim Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel about a case of a bar where it was hifkir reshusai v'loi hifkir bayrei. The bar is not hefker. The person, the bal habar, still owns the bar. In other words, a bar that's reshusai, Rabbi Shmuel holds, is potter. The Torah is only mechayev you for a bar that's hefker. A bar that's reshusai, Rabbi Shmuel holds, is potter. And Rabbi Akiva holds, no. The Torah is mechayev you for hifkir reshusai v'loi hifkir bayrei, even though you own it, or perhaps dafka because you own it, al kapana, Rabbi Akiva holds that you're chayev for the bar reshusai, for the case of hifkir reshusai v'loi hifkir bayrei. Zogt Rashi, the machlek is Rav and Shmuel, about whether an Avos Tikkunim Asoi did lo yafkarinu. Is Mishori Lamanu and Mivari Lamanu, is Tali in this machlek is between Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Torah is only Machayev, a bar that you don't own, a bar which is Rabbi Mahifkir, Shusai, Vibayre, he was Mafkir, everything. So by the same token, the Avos Tikkunim Asoi could only be a bar if he was Mafkir. Because a bar, every bar in the Torah is a bar shel hefker. Something that's in your shus is memela not a bar. So what do you do with an avn eskin masoi deloy afkirinu? Al kerchetz mishori lemanu, not mibari lemanu. So Rav, who says in our sugya that it's mishori lemanu, holds like Rabbi Yishmael that hefker shus, if loy hefker bari, is potter. Mashen kin Shmuel, who holds mibari lemanu, the avn eskin masoi, even though it's loy afkirinu, it's still mibari lemanu. That means that you could have a bar that's not hefker, a bar that's owned. That's like Rabbi Akiva, the hefker shusay v'loy hefker bari, right? It's still chayav. Meila's like to Rashi. Rashi speaks this out here in two of the Rashi's on the top of the Amud, that the machlaikis Rav and Shmuel here is telling, and the machlaikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel over there, come to us that there are three separate machlaikis. The machlaikis but Avos Tikkunim Asoi d'loy hefkerinu mishori lemanu mibari lemanu, which was mentioned on Daf Gimel at the beginning of the Masechta. The machlaikis about whether Bersh Chivul of Torah is lahavloi or also lechabotai, which comes up on Daf Nun, and the machlaikis about hifkir shusay v'loi hifkir bayri, which is the machlaikis tanayim on Daf Mem Tes, all of them are totally zebizen. They all come together here in our sugya. Ad kan divrei Rashi, and the Baal Hamor in the back of the Gemara also learns the same way. But Tosis over here on the Amud, as well as the Ramban and the Melchemes Hashem, being mastig on the Baal Hamor, they both say that this third machlekes that Rashi brought in, that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel about whether Avos Tikkunim Asoi d'loy hefkerinu is mishori lemanu or mivari lemanu should be totally on the machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel about whether a hefker shus of loy hefker bari is chayav or pater. The Ramban and Tosfos say, nein, it's not totally zevazeh. And la'olim could be mechalik. They speak out in both directions. What's the hachuk? So they have a number of raya. I'm just going to mention one of them, which is mentioned in the Ramban. This is the simplest raya that they have, or kasha on Rashi. Zok the Ramban, if Rashi was right, so why did the Gemara say lema katanoi? Why does the Gemara allow Rav and Shmuel to speak out this mechalik as if it's theirs, if really they're just saying over mechalik Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? They have other rayas as well. Al kol panim, they come to say that really they're not totally zevazeh, and we have to go through this in each direction one by one. So let's start with Shmuel. Shmuel, who says that the Avos Tikkunim Asoi d'loy hefkerinu is really mi bayrei lemanu. So Rashi has said, oh, that means that he holds that a bar b'shusay is chayev, like Rabbi Akiva. Zok Tosfos and the Ramban, no, it could very well be that there are sibas to pater, a bar b'shusay, which don't apply to an Avos Tikkunim Asoi. Bar b'shusay, you know why there's a man de Amar, you know where every Shmuel patches it on Daf Mem Tes? Because since the bar is in my rishus, so meaning when we talk about a bar that I own, how do I own it? I own it because I own the area where it is. That's what it means that I own the bar. It's in my property. So then there's a time of Turcha b'shusay my boy, why did you come into my property? So it's machlekes whether you could say that svara to pater, but al-kaponim, such a svara exists. It's a possibility. But when we talk about an Avos Tikkunim Asoi that I own, so here we're talking about owning a chayfetz, but not owning the place where it is. Avos Tikkunim Asoi shehinichon b'rishus harabim. Sure, it's my bar, but it's not my place where the bar is. I can't say that you shouldn't have come there. I put it out on b'rishus harabim. The Ramban is moisif the lashon. There's a maisa kriya here that could be machayev. It's like I was kaira bar b'rishus harabim. So it's not the ownership of the bird that patters lemanda amar hifkir shusavei v'lay hifkir bari is pater. It's the ownership of the makam of the bird that patters. And avadim, when we're talking about a literal bar, so the bar and the makam of the bar is haynu hach, but when we're talking about an amanat skinu masoi, so even though he owns the bar, but he doesn't own the makam of the bar, so he doesn't have that sibas hapatur of tuchah b'shusamai bari, and therefore he'd be chayev. And mainly you could hold like Rabbi Shmuel that a hefker shus of a hefker bari is pater, and still hold like Shmuel in our sugya that an Avos Tikkunim Asoi d'loy hefkerinu is mi bari lemanu. Now what about the other way around? Rav says that an Avos Tikkunim Asoi d'loy hefkerinu is mi shari lemanu, And Rashi said that's because Rav holds there's no such thing as a bur that you have bailus on, because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that a bur b'shusa is pater. So here the Ramban tain is like a shmak of art. So like the Ramban, it could be that he holds like Rabbi Akiva that a bur b'shusa is chayav, but he could still say the same lomdus that he holds there's no such thing as a bur that you own. What do I mean? Because so Zok the Ramban, remember we said before that there's another machlekes that's nagei over here. That Rav says on Daf Nun that Bar Shechiv of Teira lahavloi v'loi lechabatai. If the Mechayiv is just the Hevel, Zok the Ramban, Hevel? Nobody owns Hevel. Hevel is the heir. The heir belongs to all of us. You don't even in your own property, you don't own the heir. So even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that you're Chayiv for a Bar Bershusai, we could still say that there's no such thing as a Bar that you own. Because the Machayev is the Hevel. You don't own the Hevel. So when you come to an Amnes Kinu Masoi, the Loyaf Girinu, Rav says, oh, something that you own, there's no such thing as a bur that you own. So that's why Rav says that Amnes Kinu Masoi, the Loyaf Girinu, can't be a bur. It's Mishari Lamanu, not Mibari Lamanu. But not because he holds like a Rishmol that a bur b'shusay is Pater, he holds like a Riyakiva, bur b'shusay is Chayev, but Mishum Havloy and not Mishum Chabotai, and therefore there's still no such thing as a Chiyev bur that you own. Well, what we're reviach of this Ramban is that what we said before that in the Pashup Shan, the Gemara, before we come to Rashi, there are two machlekes that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about. But they become totally zebizah only in Cheshbin, because depending on how you learn in the first machlekes, it forces you into one Pshan in the Mishnah, and then Mimele you have to learn a different way in the other machlekes. But they weren't connected in Lamdas. The Ramban takes all the different inyanim in the sugya and ties them together neatly with a bow. Zok the Ramban, that which they argue about avdas kinim esoy delayef gerinu, and they argue about bar shechiv alav teir lahavloi olachabatai, is mamish tali zebizet. Since Rav holds that a bar shechiv alav teir is lahavloi olachabatai, memela there's no such thing as a bar where you have bailus on something. Because even if you have a chayav on a bar b'shusay, but you don't have bailus on the hevel, and that's all that you chayav for. Therefore, he holds that an avdas kinim esoy delayef gerinu, where you have bailus on the machayev mamish, that can't be mibari labanu. So he says it's mishari labanu. Let's go on, Ezras Hashem, to the sugya on the bottom of Amud Beis, where the Gemara comes to discuss the machlekes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and we find there that Abaye makes the point that it can't be that Rabbi Meir, who's more machmir, is machayev even ba'ines, because ines achmana patre, dechsiv ulnar lesasadavar. How could Abaye and Neman as a davar parsh that there can't be a chi of aines? Didn't we learn at the end of the second perek that mipetzat hachas patsa were marbe in aines that aines keratz and is chayev by adam hamazek? And for Taisus, when mipetzat hachas patsa loymar bin an aines gomer kedepivash dileil. Taisus refers back to the yisoid that he said on the previous daf that we talked about then, that we're only marbe a moderate case of aines, but an aines gomer not. And when Abaye says over here, Einis Achmanu Patre, he means an Einis Gomer. But you'll remember that we said then that there's really a Machlekes Taisus and the Ramban on this Nakuda. And the Ramban holds that Pesach Tachas Patre is Marbe even an Einis Gomer. So according to the Ramban, Taisus' Kasha comes back. That how could Abaye Neman as a Dover Pashut, Einis Achmanu Patre, what about the Reboy that by an Adam HaMazik and Einis Chayev? Zok the Stipler, in Simon Chav Dalet, that the emes is, it's not a kasha on the Ramban. If anything, Farkarity doesn't understand Taisvis. Zok the Stipler, the ribui of Petzat Hachas Patsa was marba than an oines is chayev by Odom HaMazik. Over here, are we talking about an Odom HaMazik? Over here, we're talking really about the Mazik of Bar. The role of the Odom is that the Odom who dropped his Chavis, the Chavis created a Bar. So what did the Odom do? The Odom was kire a Bar. And he was Kaira Abar Ba'ines. Zok the Stipler, we don't find anywhere that there's a ribuy of Petzatachas Patzah to be Mar Ba'ines Keratzain when an Adam makes a Mazik. We only find that ribuy when the Adam is the Mazik. In the parish of Adam HaMazik, in Ainis is Chayev, and like the Ramban, even in Ainis Gomer. But in the parish of Bar, where the Adam is just the Oise HaMazik, but not the Mazik himself, there is no ribuy of Petzatachas Patzah. And Milan the Ramban the Gemara is garnished shver.
In Toises, like the stipler, Svaisi is a chidush. It seems that Toises holds that the ribui that we're marbe that an Adam ha-mazik is chayav ba'ines means not only if the Adam is the mazik and does the maisa hezik, but even if the Adam does the maisa kriyas habar, the maisa of making a mazik, Toises seems to hold that for that also there's a ribui of ba'ines keratzim. Aber lemaisa Reb Chaim in Hilchas Chiyus Perek Gimel, Reb Chaim says that it's a davar pasha that you can't say that. That the ribui of that Adam Amazik is chayav even ba'ines is dafka where the Adam does the ma'isa hezek and not where the Adam is the oisa hamazik. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Daf Samach where it talks about an Adam who makes an eish, and the Gemara talks about a case of nislabsa beruach matsuya. So you see over there that when the Adam who's making the mazik, it's dafka beruach matsuya that he's chayav, not beruach she'ene matsuya. That means there is no ribui of ba'ines keratzain on an Adam that's oisa hamazek. The Chazoinish over there is masking to Reb Chaim. He just adds that Reb Chaim could have brought a better raya. He didn't have to come out to a raya from the parasha of Eish. There's a raya mineyu bein the parasha of Bar. Because when the Gemara talks about Avnei Tzikinu Masoi shenaflu b'ray shagag, me'ray shagag, it says naflu b'ruach metzuya. So vice says that b'ruach she'ene metzuya you'd be potter. So you see again that there is no din of Oinis Keratzain, even though the Adam is the one that's making the bar, but there's no din of Oinis Keratzain on an Adam making a mazik. There's only a din of Oinis Keratzain when the Adam is the mazik. So Lafi Reb Chaim, Lafi Lechazainish, Lachair Ar Tesis is Shver. But if you take a look in Rabbeinu Peretz, the way Rabbeinu Peretz speaks out Tesis' Kasha, it's Mavur and Rabbeinu Peretz that he was learning that in this step of the Gemara, the Gemara was assuming that the chavis, the shards of the chavis were mazik derech nefilasam. And that's why Tesis thought that this should be considered a case of Adam HaMazik. That's why Tesis brought in the Gzeres HaKasav of Pesach HaSpatzah L'Rabbeis Aynes Keratzain. So not like the stipler that you'd see that Tesis and the Ramban are arguing in the Yisaydistik in the Kuda, is there a Petro Aynes when an Adam is Oitza HaMazik? Everyone could agree that there is no Petro Aynes B'chiyai Gavna. But Tesis holds that in this step upon him, the Gemara was naming on that the case of the Mishnah is the Adam HaMazik Mamish.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.